Stan Albrecht has been USU's president for more than 11 years and announced his retirement in February. Since then, a search for a new president has been underway. Albrecht says he still has much to do before he officially retires.
Particularly with our fine arts project, with the clinical services building, the new science building, in all of those areas, we need to continue to put together some funding in place so that projects are complete. And even though I won't be participating directly in a legislative session, there's a lot of work preparing for it. I'll be in Washington the rest of this week looking at some opportunities there going forward. And so, yeah, it's a busy time.
But there are several issues Albrecht can't address completely before he retires, and he knows the president will have to pick up where he left off. One of these issues is mental health. Earlier this month, the school's student government declared a mental health crisis at USU. The university has been asking the state for more funding to help address these issues.
We are facing significantly more mental health-related issues among our student bodies than has been true in the past. A new president obviously is going to need to be concerned and worried about that.
Another problem USU faces is creating a streamlined reporting system for sexual assault. During the summer, four women approached the Salt Lake Tribune and said they'd all been raped by the same man and reported the incident to USU. But the man was never convicted. Albrecht said this circumstance made him realize the flaws in the university's reporting system.
That in some ways was sort of a perfect storm because, you know, it wasn't that we were doing anything wrong or that we didn't have things in place. It was that the dots weren't connected because you have four individuals that basically reported to four different units that themselves weren't connected.
Since then, Albrecht has made a list of recommended changes to the sexual assault reporting system and hopes to see the future president work to make the system better. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.